第二节跟第三节，
要翻译，要翻译，需要翻译的，你就坐这来好。
Let's read verse 2 and 3 of this hymn together. Oh, after she plays it. When she plays it.
We're
really thank the Lord for giving us this gathering.
我们大概在 Blackhead 聚会已经有快八年。
We've been meeting here for about 8 years now.
我里面这次为着 Blackhead 聚会里面祷告。
And I've been praying for this meeting.
我里面有两个感觉。
And I have two feelings.
第一个感觉，我实在觉得黑夜已深，白昼将近。
I believe the midnight.
The light is dark. The dawn is there.
Oh, I believe the dawn is nearly here.
我实在觉得主实在是在怜悯中再把这个机会给我们。
And the Lord in His mercy has once again given us this opportunity.
所以我们实在是在主面前就像这首诗歌一样。
And before the Lord, just like this hymn says,
我们在主面前呼求。
We are calling out.
我们在求主能够在这个末后的世代能够向我们的心说话。
We plead the Lord in this end time to speak to us.
能够复兴他的工作。
And revive his work.
我第二个感觉。
My second feeling.
也是说因为我们 Blackhead 的聚会已经十几次了。
We've had many meetings here at Black Lake already.
每次我们都感觉到主真是向我们心说话。
I feel like the Lord every time has spoken to our hearts.
我们也都感觉到主的同在那么真实。
I felt the presence of the Lord so real.
但我对我自己也有一个提醒。
I also have a reminder for myself.
有时候我觉得我自己好像来到神的话语面前。
Sometimes I felt like I came before the word of the Lord.
好像我们对着镜子观看。
Like a man coming and looking in the mirror.
我们看见了自己的本相。
And we see what we look like.
但是当我们离开镜子的时候，我们就又忘记了。
But the moment we turn away from the mirror, we've already forgotten.
所以我在请我们请弟兄姊妹一同唱这首诗歌。
I ask brothers and sisters to sing this hymn all together.
带着一个呼求向着神呼求的心，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Bring a pleading before the Lord.
我们把诗歌第一节唱到第六节。
We'll sing it all the way through from verse 1 to 6.
们实在感觉主在我们的当中。
I sense the presence of the Lord with us here.
主乐意儿女们向他呼求。
The Lord desires that his children should call out to him.
好吧，我们大家先一同起立。
Let's stand together.
我们把诗歌第二节、第三节、第六节，我们再一同唱一次。
We'll sing verse 2, 3, and 6 again.
好，唱完之后我们全部的弟兄姊妹，我们一同来到主的面前，向他呼求。
And all of us together can come before the Lord and cry out to Him.
求他祝福我们这两天的聚集。
Ask the Lord to bless these 2 days of meetings.
让我们再看见教会的光景。
And we can see the condition of the church.
让我们看见我们主的宝贵。
And see the preciousness of our Lord.
然后之后我们请几位弟兄姊妹随着圣灵感动带领我们为着聚会祷告。
And we'll ask several brothers and sisters according to the leading of the Holy Spirit to lead us in prayer.
you so much for your presence.
Yes.
Lord, our hearts want to bow down before you.
Amen.
Lord, we want to give you thanks and give you praise.
Yes.
Tonight, help us pray that you breathe your words into us.
Yes.
Your words become living words.
Yes.
And our faith will become a living faith.
Amen.
Our God becomes a living life.
Amen.
Oh, my Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
You have entered into your temple.
Amen.亲爱的主，我们感谢
你，你是我们要跟你多久主啊？
是， yes.
是我们要在你面前的爱有多久主啊？
是，
我们盼望你回来的日子主啊！我盼望你是面对面我的主啊！我盼望你是面对面我的主啊！
Yes. 虚空的器皿，
主
在你面前承认我们的一无所知，叫主你能够向我们启示你的智慧，主让我的心中有空处为着你，主这两天的时间我们在和弟兄姊妹仰望在你面前，向我们说话，向我们开启你自己的心意，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
主耶稣，我们匍匐在你的面前，主我们本是不配，可是神圣洁的羔羊为我们钉了十字架，
你
为我们把你的命倾倒，主我们感谢你赞美你，主我们来到你的面前，我们说我们要敬拜你，主我们感谢你赞美你，感谢你赞美你，感谢主听我的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
主啊，赐下一个真实谦卑的灵。
是。
哦，主啊，让我们真实的匍匐在你面前。主啊，不是撕裂我们的衣服，我们是撕裂我们的心肠。主啊，我们从我们的心里面向你呼喊。主啊，恩待我们。
阿门。
Lord, truly gain our hearts as your throne, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, enthroned upon the praises of your people.
Amen.
Have your way with us, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
主，我们来到你的面前，在你施恩的宝座面前，
是
我们要蒙恩惠的连续祝福你的
是，
向你敞开，
我们
的灵向你遵守，
荣
耀的灵今天在我们的里面，
是
我们的心转向，
叫我们心转向，
在我们的里
面，
感谢赞美，
阿门。
主耶稣基督宝贵的圣
名，阿门。
祷告暂时停在这
儿，时间交给神就行。
感谢主，让我们有再次的机会啊，可以同聚集在这个地方。
We thank the Lord to give us another opportunity to gather together here.
我们这个聚会呢，从一开头啊，我们就定规了一个规矩。
We have a rule from the very beginning of the meeting.
那就是说呢，这个聚会呢，不是一个讲道的聚会。
That this shall not be a meeting of preaching.
啊，这个聚会呢，乃是我们在这里啊，根据教会的光景，根据教会的需要啊，那我们提出一些的问题。那我们在这里有一点点的讲解，但是呢，却是用一个有说有问的一个方式来进行。
And this will be a Q&A section, which we will have some questions and answers, some explanations based on the need and conditions of the church.
所以呢，这个聚会的责任不是我一个人的。
Therefore, the responsibility of this particular meeting does not lie within me solely.
就是所有参与的弟兄姊妹，你都要尽责任。
Rather, it would be the responsibility of everyone sitting here.
那么我呢，只不过是抛砖引玉啊。
I'm just doing the initiation.
所以当我在讲交通的这个过程中
，and therefore in the process of my sharing，
任何的时候啊，如果你觉得有问题，你就举手，好吧
？And if you have any question at any given moment, just raise your hand.
或者说这个点我没有听清楚，那么我们就可以再详细的说明一下。
Or if certain point was not made clear to you, we can make that clear to you with more explanation.
或者你觉得这个点呢，我讲的不够清楚啊，那么你也可以补充。
Or you can add to what I have shared.
你帮助我啊。能够把它讲得更清楚一点。
So help me to explain the points very clearly.
所以我们希望呢，这个聚会呢是一个比较自由的一个聚会。
And I wish for this meeting to have certain freedom.
但是根据过去的很多次，好像我们逐渐的还是沦落到一个听道的聚会。
And according to our past experiences, it eventually ended up to be a preaching session.
所以呢，如果你们是一变成听道的情况的话呢？
And if that's the condition that we're going to fall into again tonight,
我会感觉这个灵就比较沉重了。
And our hearts feel kind of heavy that way.
结果的是我可能不自由，你们也不自由。
And the end result is I will not have so much freedom, nor do you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，大家预备好心，好不好
？So let us all prepare our hearts.
那我希望呢，这一次我们仍旧是弟兄姊妹们，大家在主面前很自由的、很敞开的在一起的交通。
And I hope this will be an open session for us all.
那么在我来之前呢
，And right before I came，
那就有人提议说，因为我们现在有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹参加。
And gradually we have more and more young people coming together.
他们就说你能不能讲浅一点。
So as they were asking me whether I can explain in a kind of a
这样的话呢
easier to understand.
就对这些年轻的弟兄姊妹来讲就比较容易接受啊。
So it'll be easier for those young people to understand it.
所以这个呢对我来讲也是一个考验。
And therefore that would be a challenge for me.
我希望你们也为我祷告啊。
And I hope that you can pray for me.
有人说最好的方式呢是深入浅出啊。
So some say that it's easier to explain a deep knowledge in kind of simpler way.
那我希望呢，这次的交通是深入浅出的。
And I hope that will be the way for this meeting.
那这次呢，我想呢，和弟兄姊妹们提起来的一个负担呢。
And the burden I have today.
我们主要的来讲到啊。这个属灵的功用和神的家之间的一个关系。
I want to talk about spiritual function and the house of the Lord.
但是呢，在我们进入这个主题的交通之前
，And before we enter into tonight's topic，
那我前面呢有一段话和弟兄姊妹们，特别在座的青年弟兄姊妹们有一个勉励。
And I have some encouragement with especially the young people who are sitting here today.
好，我想我们或许先来读一些圣经，好不好
？Perhaps let's turn to some passages in the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹们打开圣经，马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音。马太福音第二十一章，第七章，第二十一节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verses
21 到 23.
Verses 21 through 23. Let's read in Chinese together first and then English. You can read with me.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能真正接近我，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。但那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行所有的吗？我就以你的道告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些不如我的人离开我去吧。
我们再看提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter
3。 提摩太前书第三章第一节
Verse 1，
这个我读就可以了哈。人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
Here is a trustworthy saying: if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
第八节，做执事的也是如此。
Verse 8, deacons likewise.
十一节，女执事也是如此。
Verse 11, in the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect.
然后我们从十四节读到十六节。
Let's read from verses 14 through 16 together.
这段话呢，我们就大家一起读。
Let's read it in unison.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我待延日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传以外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Start from verse 14. Although I hope to come to you soon, I'm writing you these instructions so that if I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Beyond all questions, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in the body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
我们再看路加福音二十二章。
Gospel according to Luke, chapter
22. 二十二章。二十四到二十七节。
Verses 24 through 27.
大家可以一起读啊。门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。但你们不可这样，你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的，为首的倒要像服侍人的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间，我服侍人的。我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonian.
对不起 ，sorry， 撒母耳记上旧约。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上。撒母耳记上第八章。
Chapter 8.
撒母耳记上第八章第四节到第九节。
Verses 4 through 9.
四节到九节，我们一起读啊。
Let's read it together.
以色列的长老都聚集来到拉玛见撒母耳，对
常常联系我，是否灭尘？现在他们向你所行的，知道他们素来所行的，故此你要依从他们的话，只是当凭借他们，告诉他们将将来那王怎样罚他们。
好，我们再看，十九节到二十节。
Verses 19 through 20.
百姓既不肯听撒母耳的话，不然我们定要一个王治理我们，使我们像列国一样，王治理我们，统领我们，为我们征战。好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
That will conclude our Bible reading.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得教会的历史哈，已经经过了差不多将近两千年。
Friends, sisters, we know that the history of the church has gone through 2,000 years.
那么，它从初期被建造一直到今天，经过了无数的变化。
It has gone through many transformations from the beginning of establishment.
我想我们从客观的一个态度上可以看得见，今天教会里面已经掺杂着很多很多。神以外的东西在里面。
And from objective point of view, we see that church is contaminated with many things that's not of God.
我相信稍微有一点属灵认识、有点属灵感觉的人啊，我们都很清楚的能看见。
And those of us who have a clear spiritual understanding will be able to see that.
所以因此呢，在神的工作里面来讲的话呢，他一路上要求神的百姓能够做一个归正的工作。
And then in God's work, continually God is asking His people to return.
什么叫做归正的工作呢？
What is to return to the correct form?
归正应该什么？
Recovery.
Restoration.
Restoration.
好，那么这个什么叫做归正呢？归正就是说呢，一切都要回到神原初的计划里面。
Restoration means to restore everything back to the original plan of God.
就是按照神的定规。
That according to the purpose and plan of God.
刚才我们读这个马太福音第七章那里，这是一段非常严肃的一段话。
And chapter 7 of Matthew's, that Gospel according to Matthew that we just read is something very serious.
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人呢，不能都进天国的。
It says that whoever calls, not everyone calls on the Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who are doing the will of God is able to enter.
结果在这里有一些人就对主说了。
And then therefore some say to the Lord that,
他说主啊，主啊，我们不是奉第七章第二十二节。他说我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
They say, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
And I would tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
那么这句话呢，对今天很多侍奉主的人来讲造成一个很大的一个困惑啊。
And that this particular statement caused such confusion among those servants of God.
我们称呼主有什么不对呢？
What is wrong with us calling, addressing the Lord?
我们奉你的名传道有什么不对呢？
What is wrong with us preaching the Lord and preaching the gospel?
奉你的名赶鬼有什么不对呢？
What is wrong to cast out demons?
奉你的名行许多异能有什么不对呢？
What is wrong to perform many miracles in His name?
居然主说我根本不认识你们。
And how come the Lord says I do not know you?
并且主说你们这些作恶的人。
And He even said that you are evildoers.
那这样的话呢，我们今天怎么样才能够来服侍我们的主呢？
And so how can we serve our Lord today?
所以主前面的话很重要，要遵行我天父的旨意。
Therefore what He said previously is very important that we should do the will of God.
就是一切的事情神都有他自己的定规。
Because in everything he has his plan.
如果我们不能按照他的定规，
If we cannot do according to the way he desired,
你就是做了许许多多在人眼中看为非常好非常奇妙的事，有天到主跟前主也不承认。
Perhaps you've done so much before the eyes of man that which are marvelous and wonderful but God will not confess it.
那弟兄姊妹，你想想这是不是很严肃的一件事情？
Isn't that something very solemn?
其实啊，在今天在我们生活里面，有时候我们也会碰见一些事情。
And actually, that these are the kind of things that we would encounter in our daily living.
好，我想现在为着年轻弟兄姊妹啊，我讲个我两生活中的实际的经历。
I'd like to share some personal experience from my life.
啊，我们都晓得今天这个时代是一个电脑的时代。
We know that this is a world of computers.
我实在感觉我已经落伍了。
And I feel that I'm far, far behind.
我这个实在不会弄电脑。
I really don't understand computer much.
你们年轻人都很懂得电脑。
But you young people understand a lot.
但是在我的生活中呢，有的东西你不能不碰到这个东西。
But in our life, something are just inevitable.
啊，比如说前两天我们希望从电脑里面呢，我找出一点的资料。
For example, in the past couple of days, I was trying to retrieve some data from the computer.
所以我就请我的姊妹帮忙。
So I asked my wife to help me.
因为她现在呢上班呢，所以有时候还玩玩电脑。
Because she plays computer according to her work's need.
所以我就在旁边看，那我们就说你把那个资料帮我找出来看看。
So I asked her and I instructed her, can you just retrieve certain information for me?
然后那个打出来的资料，她要求第一个要把你的名字姓名打，你的姓什么打出来。
And she had to first enter my last name.
当然我的 last name is S-U-N 她打上去了
and so she entered S-U-N which is my last name
然后你的 given name 你的名字什么我的 Godwin 这样
and then ask for my given name which is Godwin
然后呢又把我的什么一些 number 什么的统统打上去
and a lot of other secret information
所以我们呢这个都按照他要求的打了
So we entered every information that was asked of us.
然后就开始按那个确认。
And then we did enter, confirm.
按了，不对。
And then the result was not what we wanted.
还是不对。
And we continued pushing the button and nothing right came out.
我们就仔细看，这好像都照他要求的嘛，为什么不对呢
？And it seems like that we did according to what was required of us.
然后我们说英文不行，把它变成中文吧，
So we tried it in Chinese version.
结果中文的弄了半天也是不行。
And still nothing right came out.
所以我姊妹说这个电脑不行。
My sister said this computer is not working right.
干了，那我说那没关系，我来弄一弄吧。
So she gave up and I continued to try.
所以她走了之后呢，我就上面去打去了。
And after she left and I just continued to try on computer.
哦，后来我看到那个 given name 这个地方哈，我想啊。可能是这个地方有问题。
And I felt that perhaps it was the entry with a given name.
啊，那我就想说，这个不仅要 Godwin， 还有我的国铎两个字要打上去。
Perhaps I should add my Chinese name next to my English.
因为我看我的资料的上面全名是这个。
And because that was my full name.
所以我就照那个全名开始打。
So I tried to type in my full name.
那个全名是怎么打的 ？Godwin 打。K-U-O-D-O-W 这样
Godwin.K-U-O-D-O-W
啊，我就照这个打进去了
So I did accordingly
啊，我按确认
And then I confirmed it
还是不出来
Still nothing came out
然后他是用出来一个什么 Microsoft 它有个定规
And then it gave me a certain regulations of Microsoft
那我就想说呢大概这个哒哒哒的大概都错了
Maybe I gave too much dots
所以呢，我就开始啊 ，Godwin， 然后空一格，K U O， 空一格 D O W。
So I tried to space in between the names rather than the dots。
我想这个大概对了吧？一打就还是不对。
And I thought that was correct, but still nothing came out。
最后呢，我仔细再看一下那上面讲啊，也不可以有空间，也不可以什么滴滴答答东西都不可以。
Finally, I realized the instruction allows nothing in between those words.
So 我就再来一次 G O D W I N K U O D O W 这样子。
So that's what he did.
结果呢，这次一确认，哇，所有资料都出来了。
Finally, when I hit the confirm, everything came out.
这个不是电脑有问题啊。
So it is not the computer which has the problem.
因为你不懂得它的规矩啊，对不对
？Because you do not understand its rules.
如果你不按照它的规矩打
，If you do not play by its rules，
它就是不出来
，and nothing will come out.
啊，我想年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们玩电脑玩的比我多，你们懂知道这个规矩，对不对
？So I think the younger ones you understand better than I do because you play computers more.
那么还有一次啊。
And there's another incident.
那是更糟糕的。
And it was worse.
也是跟电脑有关。
And it has something to do with computer.
那次我去哪里呢？我去这个Texas to Austin.
I went to Austin, Texas.
等我回程的时候呢，我要到 Houston 去。
And on my way return trip, I went to Houston.
那么我走的时候，我是当然买飞机票了。
And I did purchase the airline tickets.
有一对年长的弟兄姊妹啊。
And there was an elderly brother.
他们就要求我，他说：“孙弟兄，你能不能呢、啊？这个帮我开车从 Austin 开到 Houston。”
And they asked me whether I can give them the ride from Austin to Houston.
那么你这一段的飞机不要坐，你帮我开车。
And so you can forfeit your flight and just drive for us.
哦，那我想这个当然也没什么问题的。这个我不坐，这我买的飞机票我不坐，这个没问题吧
？And so I thought, well, since I purchased the ticket, if I don't take the flight, that would be okay.
所以呢，我就这个开着车啊，欢欢喜喜的把他们开到 Houston 去了。
So I drove both the, all the, them all the way to Houston joyfully.
然后那个周末呢，我在 Houston 有个特别聚会，完了，然后我就欢欢喜喜拎着行李准备回家了。
And I stayed.For the weekend for a special meeting, and then I took out my luggage and went.
所以我到了那个 check-in 的 counter 那时候，我把这个机票递上去啊。
And when I went to the check-in counter, I gave them my ticket.
啊，那些你知道那些服务的人都态度非常好的。
And those customer services had a very good attitude.
Oh, how are you, sir? May I help you? 都是这样对吧？你笑着脸。然后呢，我就把这个机票给了他，他就找，哎，我就看他脸色变了。
And then I gave her the ticket, and I realized their face changed.
他说电脑里面没有你的资料。
And the computer did not have any of my information.
他说你是怎么回事啊
？And they asked me.
哦，我说我从 Austin 到这个到 Houston 这一段呢，我没有坐。
And I told them I did not take the flight from Austin to Houston.
我说这个对你的公司来讲不亏本的。
Your company did not lose anything.
对吧？我不做，你这个总可以吧
？It's I who didn't take the flight.
结果呢？他打了半天，他说没有你的资料。
And they told me we do not have your information.
你不能上飞机。
You cannot take the plane.
哎，我说这是怎么回事呢
？And I asked him what is going on.
他说没办法，你去找我的 manager 好。
He says, "Well, you have to talk to my manager."
所以我就去找那个 manager.
So I talked to my manager.
我特别跟他讲，因为呢，我帮助一对年老的人，他们因为这个开车不方便，所以我呢行善事啊，我把他们从 Austin 开到 Houston.
So I tried to explain to them what a good things, a good deed I did, you know, serving those elderly and take them, driving them from Austin to Houston.
啊 ，the manager 听了很同情啊。
And this manager was very empathetic.
然后他就叫他。
And so he instructed the customer service person to do it again.
那个电脑里面完全没有我的资料。
And then still, it did not have any information of mine.
他要试着想要把它 restore， 那个弄不回来。
And they tried restore, but nothing. It was to no avail.
这个时候忽然发现呢，这些。航空公司里面这些办事人呢，马上脸色都变。
And I realized that their countenance changed.
刚刚看见我的时候啊，哎呀，那个态度真好啊，温柔的不得了。
When they first saw me, they were so gentle. Their attitude was wonderful.
这下我这上面没有我的资料啊，哈，他们就板起脸了。
And now their faces are stern.
不行，没有资料，你不能上飞机。
And then they say that without any information, we cannot allow you to go on the plane.
那我说，我如果买一张机票呢
？And I asked them, what if I purchase one right now?
可以，你要买的话，1000多块。
Yes, that'd be fine, but it's about thousands of dollars.
哇，我这个来回机票才200多，为什么要1000多块啊
？But my original round ticket only cost me a little bit over 200. Now it's over 1000.
哎，我说这个unfair啊，这个不对啊，不公平啊，对不对啊
？And I told them that was not fair.
我说我是行善事帮别人呢。
I told them that I was doing a good deed.
他说不行。
He says no.
他说这个里面没有你的资料。
Because we have no information of yours.
这个 manager 马上变得这个态度很厉害啊，很厉害。
And the manager's attitude was very stern.
哎呀，我只好拎着我的行李啊，垂头丧气，然后再叫那个弟兄啊，开一个多钟头来接我回家了。
So, well, I kind of discouraged. I asked the brother to drove more than an hour to give me a ride home.
原来后来他告诉我，你这一段如果不做，
So they explained to me, without taking the first flight, within 48 hours,
如果他们找不到你这个人,
if they cannot find you,
这个电脑就自动的下档, 就把你所有的资料全部都通通把你 wave 掉了, 这样。
And the computer will wave all the information of that.
哇, 我还不晓得电脑里面他们有这么一个规矩在里面。
And I never knew that was the rule with the computer system.
哎呀, 这个电脑真是糟糕啊。
So I said, well,
讨厌。
Terrible computer.
怎么是这个样子的呢，对不对？弟兄姊妹们，你看我们今天在地上的生活上面。
And if you look at our lives nowadays,
如果你违背了某一种定规好的一种的制度或者一种规律的话呢，你就行不通的。
If you do not follow certain law and certain rule, it would not be smooth.
那我们知道这些事情还只不过是外面一点小小的损失而已，对不对？
And the example I gave is just some outward loss.
神经过他那个完全的智慧所定的计划，所定下来的旨意，那是何等重要的。
And how important is the will and purpose that God has set according to his wonderful wisdom.
我们很多时候在地上的事情上面我们很讲究啊。
And sometimes we pay very little details to things of the earth.
但是为什么我们在属神的事情上面我们就马马虎虎的呢？
But why is it that we don't pay the certain that kind of detail to spiritual
things? 难怪神有很多的祝福要赐给我们。
No wonder that God has so much blessing that he wants to give us.
神预备了奖赏，要准备奖赏我们。
God has so much reward that he wants to give it to us.
但是如果我们不能遵行天父的旨意，
But if we cannot do the will of the Father,
我们不能按照神的定规，
If we cannot do according to the way that God has set,
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends,
你就没有办法进入神所预定的，
You will not be able to enter into the blessing of the Father.
我希望我们青年的弟兄姊妹们啊。
And it's my sincere hope for those young people.
从很年轻的时候开始就寻求真理的这种的态度。
That you will have an attitude of seeking the truth from very young age.
我们知道今天教会在地上有很多的情况跟神原初的心意的情况并不能完全一致。
We know that many situations and circumstances for the church nowadays departed from the original plan, the heart of God.
所以呢，我们需要在神的跟前接受神的修正。
So we need to receive God's correction before His presence.
那么神把圣经给我们。
And He has given us His Bible.
他也赐圣灵住在我们的里面。
He has given us His Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
好，我们要认真的来读主的话。
And we should be seriously reading the Word of God.
我们晓得在教会历史上最近的三百多年了。
You know that in the recent 300 years of church history,
这是教会历史上一个很大的恢复的一段的时间。
It is a great period of revival.
就是主兴起了一班圣徒们。
That God has raised up many saints.
他们认真的回到主的话语里面去。
That they wholeheartedly going back to the Word of God.
他们就看见了在教会这个传统的里面有很多的事物都不在圣经的范围里面。
They realize that many things according to the tradition of church is not within the realm of the Bible.
所以因此呢，他们在很多的事情上做了重大的修正。
Therefore, they made many important corrections.
那感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这一班的弟兄姊妹们，他们为着这个修正呢，付上了很多重大的代价。
And for these corrections, they did pay much price.
我们回头读他们的历史，我们实在佩服他们的勇气啊。
And I really admire their courage when I read their history.
他们不向传统低头的。
They're not bowed down to tradition.
他们也不认为说眼睛今天所看见这些就已经完全都是对。
And they do not see whatever they see nowadays is perfect. It's all right.
他们也不是从自己的喜欢意念里面建立自己所要的东西。
And they're not establishing things according to their desire.
他们一心所寻求的就是怎样回到父的旨意里面。
But wholeheartedly they sought to return back to the heart.
所以我们知道马太福音第七章这里这段话是很严肃的一段话。
So we realize that chapter 7 of Gospel according to Matthew is something very solemn.
今天奉主的名传道的有多少？
Now today there's so many who are preaching according to the name of Jesus.
有奉主名赶鬼的也有啊。
And many are casting out demons.
有行异能的也有啊。
And or perform miracles.
但是如果不能 遵行天父的旨意。
But if we're not able to do the will of God,
很可能这些将来到主跟前的都失去它一个实质上的一个真实的意义。
And perhaps all will lose its value one day when we see the Lord.
所以我们鼓励青年的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, we encourage all the young brothers and sisters.
要有遵行神天父的旨意的这个心智。
Have a heart that wants to follow the heart of the Father.
要有勇气回到神的话语的里面。
Have courage to return to the word of the Lord.
这个时代对我们来讲实在是重大的挑战。
Because this age poses such a challenge for each one of us.
那今天晚上呢？
And tonight,
我想在这里和弟兄姊妹们提起啊，在教会的侍奉上面的有一件看起来似乎是很小的事情。但是一个也是一个影响蛮大的一件事情。
I want to mention something in the service of the church. It seemingly is insignificant, but it is very important.
就是呢，在教会里面呢，有所谓的名称的问题。
That in the church there are certain titles.
啊，那么也有所谓功用的问题。
Or functions.
啊，那么我们现在呢，希望呢啊，能够把这个呢。重新带回到主的话语里面，我们稍微的一同来看一看。
And we want to take a look in the word of the Lord and see what and see from the word of the Lord.
我们不要以为这是一个小问题啊。
And let's not regard this as something insignificant.
这个是困扰着神的儿女们呢，将近2000年的一个问题。
Because that is a problem that troubled many children of God for more than 200 years.
当然我们从圣经里面看见圣经中是有很多的名称啊，那么有功用的问题在这里。
And we do see many different titles and its functions in the Bible.
但事实上我们晓得啊，圣经中所提到这许多的名称呢，每一个名称背后都具备有一个实质的意义在那里。
But to each one of those titles, there is a reality.A real meaning behind it.
圣经从来不把一些无意义的名词放在这里面。
Bible never places any insignificant, meaningless titles in the Bible.
比方圣经中有很多的名称，有使徒，有门徒啊。
Such as apostles and disciples.
啊，恩赐上面来讲，也有做使徒的，有先知啊，有传福音的，有教师、牧师啊。
And apostles, evangelist and preachers.
Pastors. Pastors. That pastor
actually is shepherd. And in its original language, pastor means shepherd.
那么教会里面也还有所谓长老、执事、女执事。
And elders and deacons and deaconess.
啊，这许许多多不同的名称。
And there are so many different titles.
但这个每一个名称背后呢，都具备一个实质的意义在哪里
？To each one of those titles, there is a meaning, a real meaning behind it.
就好像我们今天的世界生活里面也有很多的不同的称呼的，对吧
？And just like in the world, we have many different kinds of titles.
但这些称呼呢，都有实质意义在里面。
But to each, there's a real meaning behind it.
啊，比方我们在座的，有人做医生的，医生是个称呼，对吧
？For example, some are doctors.
啊，有的是护士。
Or nurses.
啊，有律师。
Or the lawyers.
啊，那我们称一个人为医生的时候呢，我们知道他定规，他背后有一个实质的意义在那里的。
So when we address someone as doctor, we know that there's a meaning behind it.
哎，我们不能说，哎，你这个人不错吧？我们以后就叫你医生好。
We cannot say you're a pretty good person, so from now on I'll call you doctor.
你不敢随便乱叫，对不对
？You cannot do that.
哎，你看，哎呀，那个姊妹呢，有点像护士，我们以后都叫她护士好。
So that sister looks like a nurse, we'll call her a nurse or so and so.
不可以的。
You can't do that.
好，那个人整天板着脸，我们就叫他律师。
Lawyer.
你不可以随便乱称呼的。
You just cannot give anyone any title.
因为这个称呼的背后有实质的意义在那里的。
Because behind each title there is a reality.
对不对呢？今天在教会里面也是，这个每一个称呼背后都有实质的意义在里面。
And it is also true within the church.
这些呢，名称呢，绝不是一些空虚的地位或者是一个衔头。
It is not an empty title or position.
我们也可以这样讲啊，在教会里面呢，没有所谓的荣誉制度的啊。
In other words, there's no honorable titles in the church.
啊， 我们不能说世界上有啊，给你来个荣誉博士。
We have that in the world, honorable doctor.
其实他没有经过整个这个求学，这个他一篇论文也没写过，对吧
？But he or she never did any dissertation.
但我们给他个荣誉博士。
But we give him an honorable doctor.
或者个荣誉的主席。
Or honorable chairperson.
那我们晓得这个是虚的东西的。
And that is something that's not very real.
在教会里面不需要有一些虚名。
And that is not something that we need within the church.
所以我们晓得你不能把教会的里面这一些实质的意义随便加在什么人身上。
So you cannot add any titles to anyone.
在圣经中每一个名称的背后都有实质的意义在那里，都是神希望他能够尽当尽的那个功用。
And every title within the Bible has its significance and real meaning behind it, and talks about a function that God meant it to be.
但是我们看见，在教会历史上面来讲，我们神的儿女在地上犯下重大的错误。
But from the history of the church, we do see that the children of God commit done some mistakes.
很多主的教会里面都是名不符实的。
And many titles within the church doesn't match its reality.
那我想什么时候名不符实的话呢，我们就可以说毁坏了这样一种的称呼的。
And whenever you have a case like that, you actually damage the title, its real meaning.
那么今天呢，我们要怎么样能准确的来认识这一些的名称或者里面所包含的那个功用呢？
So how can we today accurately understand each of those titles and the function that it's meant to be?
所以你不要以为说这些称呼呢是一个很简单的一件事情。
And do not regard those titles very lightly and very.
这里面所包括的乃是什么呢？包括的乃是一个眼光的问题。
And what it includes is it's the your eyesight.
我们到底从什么样一个角度，是一个方向来看这个东西
？It is your perspective. From which angle are you looking at this?
使徒保罗在这个提摩太前书第三章里面告诉我们。
And Timothy, Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy tells us.
他前面提到了这个监督，提到了执事、女执事啊。
It talked about overseers, the deacons and deaconess.
下面立刻他就把我们的注意力转到一个很重要的点上面。
And immediately after that, he turned our attention and focus into something else.
他说这教会就是神的家。
He said that this church is the church of the living God.
那也就是告诉我们说什么呢
？And what is what?
我们必须从神的家的这个观点上面来看圣经中所有这些名称。
It tells us we must look at these different titles from the perspective of the church of living God.
为什么保罗要这样来提醒我们呢
？And why is Apostle Paul trying to remind us?
因为这里有一个区分，教会不是一个机械的组织。
Because church is different from any organization.
是一个是神的家。
It is the house of God.
你如果从神的家这个观点上来看的话呢，你就能真正明白。这些名称它的意义在哪里
？If you look at those titles from the perspective of the Church of God, the House of God, then you will truly understand its meaning.
所以，如果你从教会是一个组织的这么一个眼光来看的话呢，这些名称就变成另外一个意义去了。
But if you look at it from the perspective of organization, the meaning will change.
所以，因此，这里今天让我们很清楚看见，有两种不同的眼光来看。
So here we see two different kinds of perspectives.
如果你从一个组织的眼光中来看，是另外一个意义。
From the perspective of organization, you're seeing this from a different.
你如果呢，从这个神的家的这个眼光来看，它的意义又完全不一样。
And the meaning will change drastically if you try to look at it from the perspective of the house of God.
我们实在感觉啊，今天在地上的教会。
And I really feel that the church nowadays.
这个普遍的啊，这个信徒啊。
And believers all around.
都是把教会看作成为一个组织。
They see church as an organization.
有时候我们嘴巴虽然不这样讲，但心里面好像也是这样想的。
Even though we may not say it this way, but in our hearts we think that way.
如果是一个组织。
If it is an organization,
你再来看这些名称的时候呢，它的意义完全不一样。
Then if you look at the title from these kind of perspective, the meaning changes.
但是请我们记得，神所要的是一个家。
But let us remember that God wants a house.
我不晓得哈，你的家里有组织吗？
And I don't know whether you have a system in your home.
我的家里没组织。
I don't have a system in my home.
这个不是 system， 这个是 organization。
organization、
啊。你的家是个 organization 吗？
Is your home an organization？
我的家不是。
But it's not so with my home。
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们从神的家来看这个情况，就完全不一样。
So if we look at from the perspective of the house of God, things would change。
啊，那么比方说今天弟兄姊妹们，我们在座的有很多人有不同的这个职业啊。
And many of us held different kinds of occupations.
我举个例子来说，比方说你做医生的。
For example, if you're a physician.
外面人呢，称你为医生，这是因为什么？你的职业是这个，对吧？
And people in the world will call you a doctor because you are a physician.
当你回到家里面的时候呢？
But when you return home.
如果你有妻子，你妻子整天就叫你医生。
If your wife calls you doctor so and so.
你的妈妈爸爸也叫你医生。
So are your parents.
你儿子女儿也天天叫你医生。
And your children will address you as doctor so and so.
哇，你看这是一个什么感觉啊？
And how would you feel?
啊，叫多了恐怕你心里很难过。
Perhaps you feel sad.
再叫多一点呢，恐怕这个精神都要分裂。
Maybe you have schizophrenia.
这个在家里面怎么可以整天那么叫的呢？
Because how can you address this in this way in the home?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们乃是在哪里？乃是在神的家中。
And brothers and sisters, we're in the house of God today.
我实在感觉今天我们在教会的里面，把教会中神所给的许多的恩赐的名称，所以会用的一个偏差，是因为什么呢？我们没有从神的家这个观点上来看。
I really feel a lot of times we misuse many titles within the church is because we do not look at these things from the perspective of the house of God.
我们必须很清楚的，我们一蒙恩得救之后，弟兄姊妹，我们就进入神的家中。
We need to very clearly understand that once we're saved, we enter into the house of God.
那么今天晚上呢，我想我们在这里啊，要把这个家的原则啊，那么的大家一同来看一看。
And we want to look at the principle of a home tonight.
如果我们能把家的原则把它看清楚了，
If we can look at the principle of home very clearly,
我想对于这些称呼上的这些问题来讲，不是一个大的问题。
Then these titles will not pose much problem for us.
我想在这里呢，我提出有五个点啊。
And I'd like to share 5 points with you.
讲这个家的原则。
And talk about the principle of a home.
那么第一个原则，
First of all,
家的原则是生命的关系。
It is a relationship of life.
这个好像我们听起来都懂啊。
It seems like we all understand it.
但是请弟兄姊妹记得，
But please remember,
神的家跟我们世上人的家不一样。
The house of the Lord is different from that of our human homes.
因为我们在世上的家里面。
Because the homes that we have in this world.
啊，我们晓得有所谓的直系的血统，有旁系的血统，是吧？
We have a direct blood relatives and in-law relatives.
啊，那么当然这是神今天给我们安排，这是很宝贵的啊。
And that is something very precious that God has given to us.
啊，不管我们是直系的血统也好，是这个旁系的血统也好，
whether it be blood relatives or in-law relatives,
我们都应该非常的珍惜这个彼此之间的这个什么这个关系，亲属的关系。
We shall treasure very much the relationship we have with each one another.
好，我们应当把我们的这个女婿啊，就当作儿子看待。
We should regard our son-in-law as our son.
把这个媳妇呢，就当作女儿看待。
Regard our daughter-in-law as our own daughter.
啊，我们知道这是一个非常宝贵的一件事情。
Because that is something very precious.
但是事实上，我们晓得哈。
But in actuality,
这个因为有直系血统的这个关系啊，总是有点不大一样，对不对？
And it's always different being a blood relative.
啊，但是呢，我在这里讲，因为神在我们在世的日子给我们有这样的安排啊，这个我们要非常非常的宝贵他的啊。
And we need to treasure these kind of relationship because that's what's been given to us by God.
尽量的要没有任何的一种分别在里面。
And we try to have not to have any kind of distinction.
啊，能够彼此相爱啊，实在是能够非常的融洽。
And to love one another in harmony.
这维持一个好的家庭的一个关系。
To maintain a very a harmonic relationship.
那么这个呢，是神所喜悦的。
Because that pleases God.
但是我们晓得在神的家中呢，
But we know that in the house of God,
所有的人都是直系的血统关系的。
Every one of us are blood relatives.
啊，在神的家中没有in law的关系的。
Because in the house of God, there is no in-laws.
你有没有发现，我们每一个人都是神所生的？
Because each one of us are being born by God.
没有一个人说呢，是因为你娶了一个基督徒啊。那么你就变基督徒了。
No one became a Christian because you married to a Christian.
或者你嫁了一个基督徒，所以你就变基督徒了。
Or you married to a husband who is a Christian, then you're a Christian.
啊，我们在这里也没有一个人是另外一个人的 cousin.
And none of us are Christians because we're cousins.
我们所有的都是什么？弟兄姊妹。
We're all brothers and sisters.
你记得马太福音23:8有一句非常宝贵的话。
Do you remember that in Matthew chapter 23 verse 8?
他说你们都是弟兄。
He says that you're all brothers.
啊，这是主对教会的一个非常重要的一个提醒。
And that is a very important reminder of the Lord to the church.
你们都是弟兄。
That you are all brothers.
我们都是什么？一位父亲。
That we're having one father.
我们都是一位圣灵重生的。
That we are born of one spirit.
所以在神的家中，弟兄姊妹们。没有所谓旁系血统的这种关系在里面。
Therefore, in the house of God, there's no such thing as in-law relatives.
我为什么要讲这件事情？
And why do I talk about this matter?
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends, sisters,
因为呢，这个生命的关系啊，
Because this life relationship
是神所定规的非常重要的一件事情。
It is something that God has set, and it's very important.
啊，对不起，年轻的弟兄姊妹，下面我用几个名词啊，不，我要解释，希望你明白。
And I would like to use some terminologies. I'd like to apologize to the young ones.
这个生命的关系啊，
that this relationship,
它里面所包括的意义啊，
and the meaning that it encompasses,
有两方面，
has two different kinds of meaning.
第一方面，
on one hand,
叫做内在的封闭，
it talk about the inner closure.
听懂吗？年轻弟兄姊妹听懂吗？
Do you understand?
Yeah, you understand.啊，是内在的封闭。
It is a kind of inner circle.
啊，不懂不要紧，我等下解释啊。
And I'll explain it more later.
第二方面的意义。
Secondly,
它是外在的一个排斥。
It is rejecting any outsiders.
啊，那么我想，什么叫做这个内在的封闭呢
？What is to have an inner circle?
简单的来说，它就是跟所有外面的世界完全没有关系的。
It means it has nothing to do with the world outside of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得在教会历史上，人所犯的错误是什么呢
？And we understand from the church history what is the mistake that made.
我们把世界的关系拉到教会里面来了。
We have brought in the relationship from the world into the church.
你看刚才我们读到撒母耳记上第八章啊。
And just like 1 Samuel chapter 8, which we just read.
当以色列那个时候开始初初的要已经开始他们团结在一起的时候。
When children of Israelite when they gathered.
先知撒母耳治理他们有20年。
And Samuel governed them, judged them for 20 years.
以色列全家归向耶和华。
That everyone, the entire house of Israel, returned to the Lord.
这是件好事情，对不对
？And that was something very wonderful.
就当他们一团结起来的时候啊
，And when they're all united,
他们里面就开始那个产生了一种的要求。
And they began to have a demand.
他们就要求撒母耳给他们立一个王。
They wanted Samuel to give him a king
来治理他们
to rule over them.
请我们记得 这有一句话出现过两次
and there is a phrase that appeared twice
像列国一样
just like that of the nations
像列国一样
just like the nations
那么我们晓得这个时候就是什么呢他们要把世界上面的那一种的人的作风啊，拉到聚会里面来。
They want to bring in the worldly practice into the house of God.
所以我刚刚讲这个生命的关系啊，它是一个内在的封闭。
And therefore, when I say the relationship of a life, this is an inner circle.
就是我们在神的家中啊，完全不在乎外面人怎么看我们的。
That it is within the house of the Lord, we do not care what the outsiders how they look at us.
啊，因为有很多人这样说，他说哈，哎，我们看世界上人呢、啊、都有这个称呼，这个主席啊、副主席啊，这种尊称，对不对？在教会里面总要弄一点尊称呢、啊，好叫外面的人来。称呼我们就比较容易。
And some say that it's easier for outsider to address us if we can have certain titles such as chairman.
这个是一种世界的一种的感觉。
And we know that this is a practice of the world.
其实呢，我们晓得今天在世界上面呢，这个名分和地位呢，这都是世人很重视的东西。
You know that people of this world pay so much to titles and positions.
其实在神的家中呢，不需要去重视这些东西。
But we do not do so in the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我想在我们的聚会的这个范围的里面啊，我们交通的范围里面，
that within the realm of which we're sharing,
大家都很清楚，我们没有什么在教会中没有什么独特的这个什么名分上的一个称呼啊。
We all understand that within the church we don't have a special title.
这就是因为过去两三百年以来，这些弟兄们回到圣经的里面，让我们看见，我们大家都是弟兄。
Because the brothers in the past 200-300 years have shown us the truth in the Bible that we're all just brothers.
的确，有的时候我们到外面到世界上去的时候呢，实在是觉得很难称呼啊，很难称呼。
It is true that when we travel outside and into the world, it's hard for people to address us.
如果你有一个名头的话，一个闲头的话呢，人称呼你容易一点，对不对？
And it's easier for them to address us if we have a title.
啊，所以有的时候会遇见这些困难。
So sometimes we will encounter some difficulties.
啊，我曾经跟你们讲过，有一次我碰见一个姊妹。
And once I encountered a sister.
因为她想我是一个传道人呢。
And she thought that since I'm a minister.
她就叫孙牧师。
So she called me pastor's son.
哎，我说对不起，我不是牧师。
But I told her, I'm sorry, I'm not a pastor.
那说那我叫你什么？
So how do I address you?
你叫我孙弟兄啊。
And just call me brother.
那是不行。
He says no, I can't.
他说我爸爸讲的。
Because my father said.
对人要恭敬。
You need to respect others.
特别对传道人要恭敬。
Especially, you need to pay special respect to ministers.
结果好了，第二次我又碰见他了。
So second time when I met him again.
他叫他孙传道。
She addressed me, minister's son.
我这个也不好听。
He says, no, that doesn't sound very good.
说那你我叫你什么呢？
So she says, how can I address you?
我说叫我孙弟兄嘛。
Just call me brother.
啊，不行。
He says, no.
他也很为难。
So it was hard for her.
我看他站在那里啊，这个不知道怎么办才好啊。
And she was much trouble.
我也很为难。
And I was.
那么。过了一次一阵子，第三次我又遇见。
So for the third time we met.
他碰见我的孙大哥。
She called me big brother's son.
哎，我一想，我说哎，这个还可以了。
I thought, well, this would do.
至少在家里面我是哥哥，我比你年纪大。
At least in the house, I'm older than you, and I can be a big brother.
所以你看，为着这么一个称呼啊，我们两个人搞了好多次的。
So you see, just for a title like that, it took us many times.
但是弟兄姊妹，请我们记得，神的家跟这个世界无关的。
But brothers and sisters, please remember that house of the Lord has nothing to do with that.
我们呢是一个什么？是一个内在的封闭。
Because we are an inner circle enclosure.
我们根本不必顾到外面人的感觉怎样的。
We don't need to care about outsiders thinking.
所以你看，当初以色列人他们就有这样的一个为难，所以他们要把以色列国呢变得跟列邦一样啊。
But we see the children of Israel had this trouble, so they wanted to be like that of the nations.
你看，主在路加福音第二十二章那里也讲到。
In Luke chapter 22, the Lord said.
他说外邦人有君王治理你们，所以治理他们。
The nations have the kings ruling over them.
主说，但你们不可这样。
But you cannot do accordingly.
但你们不可这样。
But you cannot do so.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们与外邦人完全不一样。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are completely different from Gentiles.
在教会的里面，
that within the church,
并不重在这个名分和地位的问题。
We do not focus on titles and positions.
那是重在实质的功用的问题。
But on a real functions.
那我想这是头一个我们需要认识神家的原则，是一个生命的关系。
Therefore, the first thing we want to understand about the principle of the house of God is having a relationship of life.
现在我们晓得这个生命的关系跟世人的所谓生命的关系还有很大的一个不同。
Now, this relationship of life is different from that of the world.
那么第二个点。
And secondly,
关于神家的原则是自然的权柄。
It is the authority of nature.
教会中是有权柄的。
That within the church there is authority.
但是呢，不是安排地位的权柄。
But it is not arranged.
那是一个自然的权柄。
But it is according to a nature.
像你在你的家里也是一样。
And just like with you in your home.
如果你是做儿女的，你自然的要顺服。父母了，对不对？
If you're a child, then naturally you need to obey your parents.
如果你是做父母的话呢，你也是自然的，你是你儿女的权柄。
Then if you're a parent, then naturally you're authority over your children.
这个爸爸妈妈这种称呼啊，是一种很自然的一种称呼，对不对啊？
And titles such as father and mother are something very natural.
不是哪个孩子啊，这个。觉得你像爸爸，所以我就叫你爸爸。
It's not when the child look at the man says you look like a father, so I call you father.
不是的，对不对？这个儿子叫父亲呢，很自然，叫爸爸，这很自然。
It is very natural for a son to call his father father.
所以难怪有很多时候呢，我们这个in-law关系这个叫起来不大自然的。
No wonder sometimes we address our in-law this way and we don't feel very natural.
不过有的人也叫得蛮自然的。
But some,
那很好，我觉得非常美丽。
But some do so they're very naturally. I think that's beautiful.
那弟兄姊妹们在教会中的权柄呢，也是自然的权柄。
And therefore, within the church, authorities are very natural authorities.
是主的生命在我们身上自然的表现。
It is a natural manifestation of the life of the Lord through life.
也是主的功用在我们身上自然的一个表现。
It is a natural manifestation of the function in the Lord.
所以在教会中间，那么有的人属灵生命年长。
And therefore, in the church, some are more advanced in spiritual life.
所以年幼的就应当顺服年长的，这是很自然的一件事情。
So the younger ones need to submit to the elder ones.
但是呢，圣经中也讲到要彼此顺服，对吧？
The Bible also talked about submit to one another.
这个彼此顺服是什么呢？
And what is to submit to one another?
就是当你在那里行使功用的时候。
It is when you are functioning according to your function.
那么。就是你比他年长，你也都要怎么样顺服啊
？Even that you might be older than he is, you still need to submit.
让他好好行使功用。
So that person can function naturally.
就像我的手，我身上有的肢体很大，有的肢体很小。
Just like members of my body, some are larger than the other.
现在如果说我这个小拇指在尽功用，我全身也都要服他，对不对啊
？If my little finger is doing its function, then the whole body submits.
这是在他在行使功用的时候。是自然的一种的权柄。
Because it has a natural authority when it's exercising its function.
比方说我们在教会里服侍的时候，那么某一个弟兄他在负责所谓的整洁的工作
And for example, if their brothers and sisters were responsible for cleaning in the church,
那我们全教会开始要整洁了。
And if it's a whole church mobilizing,
那么他在那里呢，在安排这一切事情，我们大家都是顺服了，对不对
？So if he's arranging different responsibilities, and we all submit,
这是很自然、很自然的一种情形。
Because that is something very natural.
所以这个第二个就是所谓的自然的权柄问题。
So secondly, we talked about the principle of natural authorities.
Okay, 第三个点。
And thirdly,
家的原则第三个点。
The third principle of the house of the Lord
是一种自发的一种关怀。
Is a care, a loving care that is
spontaneous
loving care.
是一种很自然的一种的关心。
It is a very the care that came very spontaneously.
我想这个我们在自己的家里面呢，我想我们都做得很自然。
And I think that we do that very naturally within our own homes.
今天呢，因为我们对于教会啊这个家的这种的认识和感觉不够。
But because we do not understand the house of the Lord very well.
所以我看普遍的都是缺乏这种自发的一种关怀。
So generally we do not see this spontaneous care.
我常常讲比较很简单的，如果在你的家里面的地上有很多纸屑的话，你很自然的就自己动手就把它清除了，对不对啊？
For example, if you see trash on the floor, you would just pick up it very naturally.
那如果我们在教会中呢，在教会聚会的地方呢，看见地上脏的东西，很多弟兄姊妹都看不见，这么过去了。
And in the church, in the sanctuary, many people would just walk by.
我们好像呢是来到一个机关里面了。
It seems like we came into a company.
没有这种自发的这种的感觉。
And nothing was spontaneous.
这就说明怎么样？我们里面这个对于神的家的这种感觉。不够啊、
it speaks of our lack of the sense of for the house of the Lord.
我们对于这个教会是神的家，这种的意念远赶不上我们地上的家的那种的感觉。
This concept and sense for the house of the Lord, it does not surpass the feeling we have for our own homes.
所以侍奉上呢，常常都需要那个比较多的安排的。
So a lot of times we need to do some arrangements.
这变成一种的，好像是一种的比较的，是变成一种的责任的啊，一种情况。
So it became a sense of responsibility.
当然，有的时候责任也是有用的。
Of course, sometimes responsibilities are good.
但是呢，远赶不上那种自然的一种的情形。
But it's incomparable to the thing that you would do spontaneously.
我常常喜欢跟弟兄姊妹讲我这个年轻时候在教会里面的光景。
And I oftentimes like to share how I was in the church when I was young.
也许我现在慢慢的比较老了，就常常回忆了。
Perhaps I've gotten old. That's why I recall.
不，我年轻时候教会给我的印象实在是很好。
Because the church gave me a very good impression when I was young.
我看见弟兄姊妹们在教会中的侍奉都不需要什么人的安排。
And there was no arrangement that needs to be made for many different services.
那种自动自发的关怀啊。
Everybody just cared and loved spontaneously.
实在是非常的美丽。
That was very beautiful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们对于神的家的这一种的意念必须要被建立起来。
So the concept for the house of the Lord needs to be established.
否则我们在侍奉上面来讲的话呢，是一直会处在一个非常非常艰难的一种的光景中。
Otherwise, it would be pretty hard for us to serve.
如果在处置的不好的情况里面呢，就很可能怎么样，变成一种组织性的东西去。
And it has a danger of turning it into an organization.
所以这种自发的这种的关怀是非常非常的。
Therefore, to love and care spontaneously is very important.
第四个点吧。
Fourthly,
就是乐意的成全。
It is to perfecting it willingly.
那我们晓得，今天如果在你的家里面。
And we understand that if it's within your own home,
如果你兄弟姐妹的这个关系很正常很好的话，
if you have a good relationship with your siblings,
我们都会尽量成全，对不对？
We would try to perfect one another.
如果我们能成全我的兄弟姐妹，我心里很高兴啊。
If we can edify one another, then we would be very happy.
今天我们在神的家里面，
but today we're in the house of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也很愿意，应该是很乐意的来成全别人。
And we should be willingly perfect.
这个成全别人的应该是我们心中的一个非常大的快乐。
It should be a great joy within us.
所以这是我们在家中所表现出来的一种很自然的一种现象。
Again, this is a very natural phenomenon in a house.
在这种的成全里面呢，是不会有什么嫉妒的，不会有什么这个请砸的要压制的这种情况。
And there would be no oppression or jealousy.
第五个点。
And fifthly.
就是无悔的奉献。
It is with a consecration without regret.
我想对我们自己的家来讲，我们都是这个无悔的，对不对？
And we
没有后悔的。
We do that without regret for our own homes.
我们是尽心竭力的。
We do it with all our might.
就像保罗讲的，做完了之后呢，真正你爱这个家才觉得亏欠啊。
And just like what Paul says, if you truly love this home, after you've done all, you will still feel indebted.
我记得有一次，我们有一个弟兄，他的父亲过世。
I remember once there was a brother whose father passed away.
我跟他一起到坟场，我们用给他火葬。
We went to the graveyard.
哎呀，他站在那个火葬场面前，难过的不得了。
And we took him to cremation, and he was just very saddened.
他一直对我说，他说我对不起我的父亲，我实在不够爱他。
He says that I did not love my father enough.
我为他做的实在太少。
I have done too little for my father.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我知道他为他的父亲做了许许多多的事。
But actually, brothers and sisters, I know that he has done so much for his father.
他有他自己的家要照顾，他工作非常忙碌。
He was very busy in his work and he had home to take care of, and he was very.
每天一下班就到这个疗养院去。
But every day afterward, he would just go right to the convalescent home and take care of the father until midnight. And then go to work again early morning.
妻子儿女。
And take care of wives and children.
不分昼夜的这样子的照顾他的父亲。
He took care of the father day and night.
但是最后父亲过世了，他一直对我说他说我对不起他，为他做太少。
But when the father passed away, he still feels so indebted. He feels he's done too little.
这因为是父亲。
Brother and sister, that's because it's his father.
是因为在家里面。
Because it's within the home.
是吧？今天我们在教会中的服事。
And today our service in the church.
是不是觉得在神的家中呢？
Do we feel that we're doing it in the house of the Lord?
如果是在神的家中的话呢？
If we're in the house of the Lord.
就应该是这无悔的奉献。
It should be a consecration offering without any regret.
所以我想弟兄姊妹们，我在这里提出这五个点啊，讲到这个家的这个原则。
So the five principles that I talked about are the principles of the family.
所以我们今天如果不是活在这个家的这种情况的里面。
But today, if we're not living within this condition within the home,
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于圣经中所讲的这些名称的问题上面来讲，我们就没有办法能够一个比较平衡也准确的一个眼光。
Then we will not have a very balanced and accurate perspective of those titles within the Bible.
好，我想我稍微在这里停一下，好不好？
And I'd like to pause here for a moment.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹哈，有没有什么样的问题，或者你对我刚刚所讲的，你有什么样的一点感觉，也可以自由的发表，好不好？
Does brothers and sisters have any questions or insights?
你刚刚提到说你有属灵长，所以基本上你会觉得是比较是在讲到属灵的部分，灵有灵长，不太是肉身的灵有灵长。
当然这个肉身上的这个你要不要问先
He asked that when Brother Sun mentioned about submitting to one another, is he talking about a physical being older and younger, or especially older or younger?
我想在肉身上的年长作为我们呢，对于这个神的这个权柄的一个学习。
And I think to practice the authority, the matter of authority, starting from respecting someone who's actually older, age-wise.
这也是非常非常美丽的一件事情。
And I think that's something very beautiful.
但是呢，更多的呢，是在属灵的生命上面。
But more so is with the spiritual life.
所以在教会里面，年幼的顺服年长的，这是一个可以当做一个操练的过程。
And therefore, too, it is good to practice to submit the younger ones submitting to the older one within the church.
或者说，我们这两方面都应该有。
And we should practice according to our age and also according to our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，还有其他问题？
今天你刚才提这个神的家的原则，第一个生命的关系啊，那讲到内在的封闭跟外在的排斥，外在的排斥不知道是不是我没听清楚还是
那这个排斥我刚才讲，它是对于这个世界的这一些所有的作风的事物啊，神是排斥。
And he asked about what the inner circle and also the rejecting the outsiders and he further stressed that it's rejecting everything that's of the world.
宋弟兄，我们怎样行才算是遵行父的旨意？
How do we do? What is it to do the will of God?
这个呢，你要把我们过去啊，这个 Black Lake 所讲的，通通把它听一听。
To all the audio messages of past Black Lake conferences.
因为我们从头一天开始就讲神的旨意。
Because we start talking about the will of God from the first day.
我想当然这个是很重要的，要明白神的旨意非常重要。
I think it's very important to understand the will of God.
我想我就不在这里啊，在做这个回答，好不好？我们过去因为已经在这些方面交通了很多。
And I'll refrain from answering for now.
还有吗？
Anything else?
我想我希望弟兄姊妹啊，不要因为人多啊，大家都不敢问啊，这个或者说不敢讲话，请不要客气好吧。我想我们在家中啊，大家都可以自由的发言。
I hope you don't refrain from asking questions or give insight because there are many of us here because we're all in the house.
I know that within my own family there exists a hierarchy, like a big brother, younger brother, small, youngest brother. Does this hierarchy exist in the church, or how is it?
是在神的家，大家都听懂这问题吧？翻译一下。
他说我知道在我自己的家中，我们的家中有一个顺序的哈，有大哥小弟啊什么的。那我想知道在教会当中是不是也有这样的一个顺序的问题。
我想应该是这样啊，在教会里面的有属灵生命比较年长的啊，比较年幼的啊，所以的确我们在一起呢，像兄弟姐妹一样，所以兄弟姐妹之间呢是有这个比较大哥大姐的这个小弟小妹这么一个顺序。
And I think it is so within a church because where some are more advanced in the spiritual life than the other.
我记得好多年前啊，有一位年长的弟兄啊，他在一个教会里面，当他们在那里设立一些教会的负责人、长老、执事的时候。
I remember years ago when there's a responsible brother who was trying to establish certain responsible brothers within a church, such as elder and deacon.
他就提到这个意念，他在教会里面呢，这长老、执事其实就是大哥大姐了。
And he mentioned that the elders and deacons are just like big brothers.
他唯恐我们呢，又把这个东西呢，把它当作一个组织性的一个东西啊。
Because he was fearful that we would turn into such position into an organizational position.
是。在神的家中是有生命等次的问题。
Yes, we do have such hierarchy in the life.
所以说，那个我想请问一下，就你个人觉得，一个人当他在自己家庭的生活的那个关系哈，比较容易影响到他对教会这个家的认识，还是他对这个教会的家的认识？
She asked that whether the home life that we have, the life that we have from our family origin, would affect our concept of the church family, or is it the other way around?
我想保罗在以弗所和哥罗西这两卷书里面都给我们有很清楚的一个答案。
And I believe Apostle Paul has a very clear answer for us in Ephesians and Galatians.
就是今天我们在地上，在教会中啊，或者聚会中所学的一切，都要带回到自己的家里面来操练来实习。
That in Ephesians and Galatians, everything that we learned in the church, we bring it back home.
所以当你在教会这个神的家里面，你有美好的学习的时候，我相信这个恩典会达到我们个人家里面。
So if you have a very good learning within a church family, then it would definitely bring it home to your own family of origin.
那当我们在聚会的生活中间所得主的恩典多的时候，
And if you receive more of God's grace within a congregation,
我们在家庭里面有许多那些不正常的关系的里面呢，我们的学习就能更美丽。
And we have a better learning in a home that perhaps is dysfunctional.
这是今天我们在地上这两件事情啊，它有相辅相成的一个功用在里面。
So these two homes do affect one another.
所以我们常常有时候听见一些年长人告诉我们说哈，就说真正的教会生活是在家庭里。
Therefore, some elders, brothers and sisters, we encourage that the true church life begins at home.
所以我年轻的时候听见弟兄们告诉我们说，我们基督徒不要有虚假的两面。
And so they would tell us when I was young that we do not have
pretentious
two sides, one at church and one at home.
对，到了聚会里面来的时候呢，哎呀，那真是好人呢。
Pretend to be a good person in the church.
你回到家里面是不行的。
And you're not so in the home.
弟兄姊妹们，当然我们知道有的时候家庭的生活出现一些困难的时候，实在是那个功课是不容易学的，这个我很能体会。
And I am empathetic towards people who do have problems at home, and it is hard to lesson to learn.
但是无论如何我们要靠主的恩典啊，把我们从主那里所领受的引到我们家庭的生活里面。
And nevertheless, according to the, by the grace of God, we bring home whatever we learn before the Lord.
所以这个才是啊，保罗告诉我们的，像以弗所有前一半后一半，哥罗西有前一半后一半。
And just like what Paul talked about in Ephesians and Galatians, he separated into two sessions.
所以一个完整的东西，它是两面，两面合在一起。
So something that is whole definitely has two sides to it.
对，刚刚讲第三点，这个发的关怀与责任的安排。怎么样能够他们中间的平衡怎么样取得？他们是不是互补的呢？还是互相冲突？
He said that the third principle that Brother Sun talked about, the spontaneous love and also the arrangements of the responsibilities, are they helping one another or is contradictory to one another?
我想在圣经里面啊，从旧约到新约，神都要我们有一个乐意的灵侍奉主。首先，你有一个乐意的灵啊。
And I believe that in the Bible, the Lord wants us to have a willing spirit in service.
你这种乐意的灵呢，就已经是一个自发的。
And if you have a willing spirit, then that is spontaneous.
那么在这种乐意的灵的里面，然后我们稍微有一点点的安排，那个就叫事情也许能做得更好。
So perhaps we might get things done better if we have certain arrangement within, given that willing spirit.
所以这必须两面东西同时进行。
Again, it's two sides to it.
如果你没有乐意的灵啊，
and without a willing spirit,
硬是加个责任给你。
If we just try to give you a responsibility,
那个东西很容易就变成那种植物性的，就是一个什么office。像office work 一样，这样这种情形。
Obligation.
Obligation. Thank you. 所以我们今天在神的家中啊，我们对这个家的认识越多，我们在神的面前侍奉的那个态度就越自然。
So if we have a deeper knowledge of the house of the Lord, then our service to the Lord will be more and more natural.
好，我想哈，我们的问题问到这里啊，弟兄姊妹这两天有时间都可以可以继续的来发问的。
And that will conclude our Q&A session for now. But in the next these two days, any questions you have here, feel free to ask.
那么当我们啊在教会中间呢进入这些侍奉的时候
，That when we enter into service in the church,
我想最好的情况呢是从你的这个function开始。
And the best way is just begin with your function.
啊，当你能进功用进到某一种地步的时候，哎，那个功用显出来，你就是个长老，那么就是个长老。
And if you exercise your function to a degree, then if you manifest yourself to be elder, then you're elder.
那么那个人在他进功用的时候显出来就是执事，他就是个执事。
If when he exercises function, he act as if he's a deacon, then he is a deacon.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不是我们的事先坐下来，那么安排谁？我们这个从前都做过啊。
And we've tried it before in past to arrange certain people in a certain position.
啊，不知道失败过多少次。
But we have failed many times.
啊，你安排的时候很好，哎，他负责这个，他负责，到最后什么都不负责的。
It seems very good in the beginning that some were responsible for this and that were responsible for that. But
你不如在这教会里面呢，让他怎么样，先去进这个功用。
So it it's better for them to exercise their own, exercise their own function in the church.
当他能尽这个功用的时候，
and when he or she can exercise that function,
他就是实际的在那件事情上面的负责弟兄。
And he became that responsible person in reality on that, on that job.
就是实际的负责姊妹。
And that would be a responsible sister in reality.
我们不能说，哎，找几个人来做负责弟兄，你把他找来给他安排上去，他根本不负责任的。
You cannot just grab any brothers to be the responsible brothers because then he may not be responsible.
啊，这个名跟这个实不能相合。
So the title and the reality is not, it does not match.
啊，那个就没什么多大的意义。
Then it will lose its meaning.
所以今天在教会里面，我们尽量的要让所有的弟兄姊妹都有机会啊。
And therefore, in a church nowadays, we want to provide opportunities for everyone.
那我们自己也是尽量的能够发挥我们在主面前该有的功用。
And we each try to function as we ought to be before the Lord.
啊，并且我们认识在基督的身体里面，我们是个什么就是什么嘛。
And to realize who we are in the members, as a member of the body.
啊，我们在教会里哈，我想这个两千年教会历史啊，实在造成了无数的我们这种一种错误的一些的印象和观念。
I think in the past 2,000 history, years of church history really brought certain concepts.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们到现在是不是还是这个观念
？I don't know whether that still be the concept that you have.
我们总觉得教会那个讲道那个最大。
Because we all think the one who preaches in the church is the greatest.
是吧？叫我呢去洗碗摆桌子，这个好像很委屈我。
And to wash the dishes to set the table, maybe it's just nothing much.
啊，弟兄姊妹，其实在教会的侍奉上来讲，都是一样的功用， but, 不一样一样的价值。
And in the church, in the service in the church, they all have the same value.
功用不一样，但是呢，没有这个高低之分的。
It may be a different function, but the value is the same.
我一直在主面前祷告，我不知道我们到哪一天呢，我们才能够恢复到这么一种的情况里面。
And I continually to pray before the Lord. I don't know when we will be restored to that rightful condition.
那我们过去就常常听说，到了美国啊，我们看见在美国的社会上有一种情况是比较好的，不论你的出身，也不论你的工作，对不对？都得到尊重。
And I feel in the past that people thought that when we come to the States, you would be respected regardless of your birth.
我们中国人呢，因为受这个传统思想的影响啊。
But Chinese, according to certain traditions that we have.
这个万般皆下品，唯有读书高。
And only the scholarly, the learned people are the highest.
所以呢，造成教这个社会上面这种不平等。你如果今天是扫马路的这些人，我们看这个不值钱的。
So that creates a social strata. We think that people who wipe the clean the streets are the lower person.
你今天工作什么？我是清洁夫，倒垃圾。
And if he asks him, what is your job? And if he says, I'm a janitor.
啊，在我们中国人社会里面，我们觉得，哎呀，这个很低俗。
And according to our Chinese culture, then we think it's something very low.
哎，在美国啊，这个倒垃圾的，你想去找那个工还不容易啊。
But in America, if you wanted to find a job, a janitor is still, it's not very easy.
也没有什么人去轻看这些嘛，对不对？
And no one look lightly upon these people.
我想今天在教会里面啊，就是应该这样吧。
And I think that's the way it should be within the house.
这样的话呢，弟兄姊妹，当我们进入侍奉的时候，每个弟兄姊妹这个都能够服侍的很愉快啊。
And if we with that kind of concept, when we serve, then we can serve very happily.
啊，你不会说呢，今天你讲道你就觉得骄傲。
And you would not think being so proud.
你做事情你就很自卑。
When you prideful when you're preaching and doing other things, you feel very low.
这些都不是在神的家中该有的一个现象。
Because that should not be the phenomenon within the church of the Lord.
啊，所以我们重要是在这里怎么样？能够行使我们的功用。
So what's important is to exercise to do according to our function.
尽量的尽你的功用。
Try to do according to your function.
所以我想，这是我们今天在侍奉上面应当有的一个鼓励啊。
And that should be the encouragement for us all in service.
保罗呢，在罗马书第十二章里面，告诉我们呢。
Paul in Romans chapter 12 tells us.
在基督身体的侍奉上面有两件重要事情。这是我们需要稍微注意的。
There are two points that's very important in the service within a member of the body.
啊，第一个就是要看得合乎中道。我想我们弟兄姊妹们都知道。
To see yourself rightly.
对。所以你今天把你自己看得太过了，看得太低了，这都是不对的。
to think yourself with sober judgment, not higher nor lower.
你看在初期的教会中间嘛，中间哈。
And within the in the early church,
使徒们在这些方面的表现真的是非常美丽。
And what the apostles manifested was very beautiful.
他们没有什么嫉妒纷争的这种事情。
There was no jealousy or a strife between them.
他们只知道尽功用，尽个人的本分。
All they knew was trying to do according to their best.
那么第二方面呢
？Secondly,
就照着信心的程度来尽功用。
And according to the measure of faith that was given to us.
就说呢，从来不要要求过于自己信心度量所能有的服事。
Do not ask yourself more than what the measure of faith has been.
并且你能够专一的侍奉。
And to serve wholeheartedly, single-mindedly.
不要跨过了那神所没有量给你的恩赐的那个领域。
Not crossing over the boundary of which gift that God has not given.
我想今天这些都是我们在侍奉上面所应当注意的。
And that is what we need to pay attention to in service.
所以。弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
在教会的侍奉上
that in the service within church,
我们能发挥主所给我们个人的这个功用
if we can, reach our fullest potential,
这是今天我们在聚会的生活中需要恢复的一件事情
we need to restore to within a church, to serve according to our function
所以我们根据教会的历史
So according to the history of the church,
弟兄姊妹们，一个最大的错误啊
，and the greatest mistake，
在神的家中啊，这个说造成最大的一个错误。
The greatest mistake within the house of the Lord，
这个是从第二个世纪开始。
It began in second century。
那么那个时候呢，一般教父们呢
，and back then those church fathers，
他们呢。把这个教会里面的神的儿女们呢，分成了两个不同的这个等级。
They have separated the children within the church into two categories.
啊，一个就所谓的圣品阶级，另外一个就所谓的平信徒。
One is the
clergy.
The clergy, and the other is the layman, laity.
Laity 啊，对，这分成了这两个不同的这么一个等级
and they had separated the children of the Lord into two categories
那弟兄姊妹知道这个 clergy 这个字哈是从哪里出来的
do you know where the word clergy came from
为什么当时啊这些教父们会有这种的意念
why is it that they had such a concept those church fathers
他们那个主要是从彼得前书啊
it came from 1 Peter
彼得前书第五章
chapter 5
第三节
verse 3
他说哈，也不是辖制所托付你们的。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you.
你看这里用那个 entrusted 那个字啊。
Here you use the word entrusted.
那么这个字呢，在希腊文里面是 kleron 这个字。
In Greek is the word kleron.
Kleron 这个字哈，那么。后来呢，因为这些教父们呢，把这个字呢，把它拉出来，又说所托付给你们的。
And those church father extracted this word and says that those who are entrusted to you.
其实呢，那个字啊 ，clearon 这个字呢，它原文的意思就是产业的意思。
But in reality, clearon in its original meaning means inheritance.
是指的所有神的儿女说的。
It speak of all the children of the Lord.
那么，因为在领悟上面来讲，就是说有所托付给你们的。
But they understand it as the way that it was those who are entrusted.
那么因此呢，教会中间呢，有一般人就什么，就受所托的了。
So therefore, some were entrusted.
哎，有的人是被信托的人，有的人是这个承受信托的人。
So some were entrusted with many, and the other were entrusted to that particular.
所以呢，因此呢，这个字呢，这个 clergy 这个字就从这个希腊文这么延伸出来。
That's how the word clergy extended from the word Greek.
所以特别那个时候哈，有一个很出名的教父 Ignatius， 他就把这个主教啊，把它摆在一个非常重要的地位上面。
And therefore, Ignatius. And place the bishop in a very high position.
他们就觉得说呢，在一个地区的里面啊，这个教会中，他把长老跟这个监督把它分开来。
that within a certain area, they separate the overseers and the deacons.
一个地方有好多教会，教会有很多的长老。
That in a certain area, there are many different churches. Within the churches, there are many different.
然后好几个教会成为一个教区，这个教区里面有一个主教。
And then within a many church gather together become a district. Within that district, there is a bishop.
哇，这个主教呢，他的这个权柄就很大。
And the bishop will have a very great authority.
啊，因为他这个可以主持这个所谓的婚礼啊，主持这个波饼啊，主持受浸的，这些都是他一个人在那里主持。
And because they can oversee marriage weddings and communions and many things.
你知道这件事情呢，是在 Ignatius 什么时候写的吗
？You know when did and not just write this.
在主后115年的时候。
It was 150 BC, AD.
他那个时候正好他被捕啊，人把他要送往罗马去。
And he was captured and on the way to Rome.
我们知道，从教会历史上知道，他这一路所受到的那些罗马兵丁的那个残害，是完全是惨无人道。
And he received such a cruel punishment from those Roman soldiers.
那么最后我们晓得他被送到斗兽场上，那么被狮子吃掉了。
And then he was sent to Colosseum. Yeah, to be eaten by the lion.
但是在这个路途中间的时候，他还关心教会的事情，他写那封信给各地的教会。
Yet during that journey on the way to Colosseum, he wrote letters to many different churches.
他这封信里面呢，强调这个主教地位的这个重要。
That in those letters, he stressed again the importance of the position of bishop.
因为你知道，在那个时代里面哈。
You know that in those times.
那么正是整个这个地中海沿岸的这些国家呢，受到希腊的哲学思想影响非常深的一个时候。
And those nations around the Mediterranean Sea, they're greatly influenced by the Greek philosophies.
他们的那个生活里面的有一些东西呢，就非常符合于这种的思想。
And many of their way of living matches those of Greek philosophy.
这个其实本来这个 Ignatius 里面，它完全是一个纯正的一个意念，一个好的意念。
And within the mind of Ignatius, it was something that was very pure. It was a concept.
怕教会呢落在这个异端的这种控制底下。
He was afraid that the church would be under control of a.
他想，如果能设立一些这些人做主教的话呢，能够维系整个教会的这个光明，有一个权柄呢，可以这个控制整个的情况。
He thought that if he were to establish certain authority within church, such as bishop, then he would be able to control the conditions of.
但是没有想到这件事情呢。就被当时的地上的教会充分的把它利用。
But he had never thought that this was misused by churches.
把一个圣经中所说的一个本来是一个非常好的一个意念的东西呢，把它变成了一个组织性的东西。
It turned a very wonderful concept within the Bible into something that was organizational.
结果我们晓得后来的天主教呢，就完全沉寂这个思想。
And later on, we know that Catholic has inherited such concept.
所以教会有一千多年的时间都落在这种制度的这种控制底下。
So for more than 1,000 years, the church has fallen into this kind of condition.
教会变成了一个宗教的组织。
The church has become a religious organization.
所以神的家的这种光景就完全失落。
And had lost the sense of the house of the Lord.
那我们知道，在这其中也有一些弟兄姊妹们啊。少数弟兄姊妹们，他们仍旧持守圣经的教训，他们不向这些光景妥协。但是呢，这些他们只不过是在暗中的。
But through all, there are still brothers and sisters who hold on to the original teachings and do not bow down to that concept.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想我们在这个整个教会的历史经过2000年的这样一个演变。
So brothers and sisters, when we see all the transformations throughout the 2000 years of church history,
有很多东西啊，你不能把它这个看作是理所当然。
You cannot take many things as granted.
如果今天我们在地上，我们还希望能够得着神的称许。
Now today, if we still want to receive God's reward, let us not fall into the condition in chapter 7 of Matthew.
啊，我想我们不能光称呼主啊，主啊的。
We cannot just address the Lord as Lord, Lord. We cannot say we have preached the
Lord.
We have cast out demons in His name and performed miracles in His name.
弟兄姊妹们，这对于我们将来的前途有非常重大的影响。
Because that is, it will greatly influence our future.
我们要祷告。
And we need to pray. We ask the Lord to strengthen us and to give us enlightenment that we will be able to do the will of the Father on earth. Because I think that is very important for us all.
So we hope that here, 弟兄姊妹，主给我们这一点点一天半的时间在一起一同追求。
So throughout the day and a half that we have together,
我们大家共同来思想这些问题。
Let's all think on these concepts.
啊，希望呢，主若是在我们的心思意念中啊，或者我们从前的认识感觉中有所偏差的，主能把我们重新引回到他自己话语的光中。
Pray that the Lord will be able to restore us into His according to His word.
好，就在主回来之前。
That before His return,
我们还有一点短暂的机会能够回到父的旨意里面。
There will still be a short period of time and opportunity for us to return to the Lord.
或许因着这个，主怜悯我们。
And perhaps the Lord will have mercy over us.
让我们能得着神在创世以来隐藏在他儿子里面所要赐给我们的那个奖赏。
And to receive the reward that the Lord has given to us in His Son.
啊，我们特别鼓励在座很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We want to especially encourage those young brothers and sisters.
要有勇气啊。
To have courage.
起来遵行神的旨意。
To rise up and to do the will of God.
在这个时代中，有很多青年弟兄姊妹们常常在那里讲要反传统，反传统。
Because in this day and age, there are many young brothers and sisters wanting to go against the tradition.
啊，到底我们知不知道什么是传统呢？
Do we know what is tradition?
啊，我们以为说把那些年长一点的弟兄姊妹通通把他们这个扳倒了，那我们就是把传统打倒了。
Maybe that if we, overthrow the older ones, then we overthrow tradition.
我们改变一下聚会的这个敬拜的方式，我们就觉得我们这个是这个改变了传统。
If we change the way we worship, then we have changed the tradition.
是的，有很多东西我们是需要改变。
Yes, there are many things that we need to change.
但是第一件事情，我们需要回到神的话语里面。
But above all else, first of all, we need to return to the Word of God.
好好读主的
话。To read, to study His word.
仰望圣灵在里面做一点开启的工作。
To look to the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
然后给我们勇气来持守这个。
And to give us courage to hold fast to it.
我想今天晚上啊，我在这里和弟兄姊妹提到的。这个点，我们希望大家能够好好的思想。
And I hope that we can all meditate on what I have shared tonight.
啊，我们一定要透过神的家来看所有一切属灵的事情。
That through looking at the house of the Lord, we would from that perspective we look at all spiritual matters.
你看保罗的心是何等的迫切。
And how earnest is the heart of Paul?
我们不能从教会是一个组织的这种眼光来看事情。
And we do not look at church as an organization.
所以，我想晚上呢，我就交通到这里。
That will conclude my sharing tonight.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们。还有几分钟时间啊，你们什么问题可以给提出来，或者你有什么样的负担感觉，也可以交通，好不好？
There's still some few minutes. If you have any burdens or questions, you feel free to share.
所以说你刚刚讲说在教会中功用都一样重要，但是在哥林多前书12章13章那边讲说，神所设立教在设立中所设立的有，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是。第二是教师、启示行印等等，这是转方言。13章一开始他讲说，你们切勿那属灵恩赐，这个跟你刚刚讲的一样重要，是怎么样的分辨？
对不起，我刚刚讲的是说这个话讲的不够清楚，我讲不是功用上面的一样，而说那个价值上面是一样的，不是功用，在功用上面是有分别。
那这里讲我刚刚讲那个引用那个圣经哥林多前，那第一、第二、第三呢是指的什么说？他为什么这样排呢？
他指的他这个功用上面的这个功能显出来的功能上面的这个不一样，但是并不是说它的价值上面这个不一样。啊，我想我们不能把这个把它混淆在一起。
He asked about 1 Corinthians chapter 13 about the different functions and titles within church, so the apostles and things like that. And Brother Son says that the value of each function are the same. Yeah. She said that Matthew, according to Matthew chapter 7, only those who do the will of the Father can enter into heaven. Then, since none of us can do completely all the time the will of the Lord, and we're still fallible, such as like Peter, what Peter has done, what do we say? Do we have that assurance that whether we are able to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
我想主的话很好，他说唯独遵行我天父旨意，他没说唯独达到我天父旨意，这个很差别很大。
He said that the Lord's word is wonderful because it's only those who do the will of God, not those who has reached the standard, reached the will of God.
所以通常是当我们有所认识，我们有愿意的心，神就很满足。
So generally speaking, if you have that knowledge that, and then you want to do the will of God, then God's heart is satisfied.
的确在教会历史上哈，我不敢讲有没有人真是完全达，也许保罗了，保罗说呢，当跑的路我跑尽所信的道守住了啊，那这个我们不敢讲。
And I don't know if anyone in church history has really done fully everything according to the will of God. Perhaps Paul, because he said, I have fought a good fight.
So, 今天呢，你尽量去遵行就好。
So today, all we have to do today is just to do it.
能不能达到，那你不要去管。
And you don't need to pay much attention to whether you can reach, actually reach the will of God.
今天对于我们来讲也是一样。
And that is the same with us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是有一个愿意的心来遵行天父的旨意。
That we have a willing heart wanted to do the will of Father.
我们并没有达到。
We haven't reached it yet.
所以我们不能骄傲。
So we cannot be prideful.
今天我们不能说只有我们是属灵的，我们好像已经达到，那如果你这样的话讲，那你就根本没达到。
And therefore you cannot take pride and say only I am spiritual, I have reached the will of the Father.
可能已经落在神旨意之外。
If you say that, perhaps you have fallen outside of the will of God.
所以这里遵行是我们在主面前该有的一个态度。
So to do is an attitude that we have before the Lord.
感谢主啊，主没有要求我们说达到啊，如果你要达到，那我们就没希望。
We thank the Lord He didn't ask us to reach His perfect will.
好，还有问题吗？时间已经过了啊，九点钟过了。好，我想我们明天还会有时间在一起交通啊。那
sometime tomorrow。
因为这个大家经过今天一整天聚会，又跑了很远的路，都有点疲倦。所以我想我们晚上的聚会停在这里。那么在我们结束之前啊，我们好不好？有两三位的弟兄姊妹啊，随着圣灵的引导，好不好？带着我们能有一点结束的祷告。
May I ask a couple brothers and sisters to pray for us?
主啊，我们愿意听你的话，教会当作是永生神的家，在这里让父亲和你的旨意和你的计划能够通达。我们感谢你，借着你的话语已经来带领我们如何来建立你的家，叫这家能够彰显你自己的荣耀。虽然没有能达到你丰满的旨意，但是我们实在有一个愿意的心，弟兄姊妹在这里的追求，我们相信也是父亲所喜悦的。我们就求你继续的向我们施恩说话，让我们成为明白你旨意的一般之子，让我们在地上的日子立志来讨你的欢喜，可以照着主耶稣的话说，我们来遵行天父的旨意，叫你国度降临的时候，我们实在能够有份于你荣耀的奖赏。主啊，我们感谢你，今天你实在恩待我们，也是高抬我们，让我们这些平凡软弱无奇的人，可以来为你来实行天上的旨意。我们知道这是何等的高超，何等的神圣，何等的荣耀。我们实在在你面前恐惧战惊，愿意照着圣灵在我们中间的引导来实行你在圣经中所启示的原则。父王，我愿你把圣灵与圣经能够在我们里面融合在一起，让我们能够照着你的旨意迎接你儿子的回来。在最末后的这一站，让我们能够跑得好，能够为你持守正道。祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
主啊，主啊，
同时在地上，在天上一样，我们就把我们自己都交在手中。谢谢你们上再一次的对教会所说这样宝贵的话，是教导我们自己，保护我们家中每一个弟兄姊妹，因为我们都是永远都是小宝爱的。亲爱的，感谢赞美你，实在是非常的爱我们。
阿门。
抓住每一个机会，追求更多的认识。
阿门。
一个愿意的心来遵循你的旨意。
阿门。
谢谢你，这样祷告奉主耶稣
的名。阿门。
主，我们先感谢你。荣耀的救主，你今天实在向我们众人的心说话，我们是何等的感谢你！主，你要告诉我们，你要恢复我们在教会中对神家的认识，我们特别愿意看见神家的实际就在我们的中间。真的是恳求你将这一份从天而来的爱，继续不断的浇灌在我们的心中，能够活出那个在家中的实际。我们的心要赞美你，
让
圣灵来工作，让我们真的是对你的旨意有更清楚的认识。
阿门。
感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。主，我们深信今天晚上我们在这里彼此的谈论你都侧耳听，主啊，求你纪念我们所能认识的实在是有限，我们也承认我们的交通是不完全的，但是我们相信真理的圣灵在我们的中间，圣灵能够按照神的话语光照我们，启示我们，能叫神的真理完完全全的让我们来认识。所以我们仍旧把这些都交在你的恩手中，主啊，这一两天当弟兄姊妹聚在这里，我们彼此谈论，主啊，叫我们对真理能够越过越明亮，而且我们能走在主所喜悦的道路中。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，让你晚上实在与我们众人同在，我们再次把敬拜感谢都归给你。当晚上弟兄姊妹们在这里 一同就寝的时候，我们也求主让我们能有好的睡眠，无论大人孩子都能睡得安稳，我们明天能够有足够的精神在你面前继续的追求，我们再把心中的感谢赞美都归给你，我们这样祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名，
Thank you.